We have a specially equipped disaster relief unit tractor trailer set up at Calvary Community Church in Williams Lake. And we also have a Billy Graham Mobile Ministry Center also set up in the same area so that the two organizations can work together to help homeowners in the Williams Lake area whose homes were destroyed and their possessions were destroyed by the wildfire. First of all, we work through local churches and community organizations to get folks who are interested in being volunteers with us. Then we train them, we equip them, and we deploy them under the guidance of team leaders to go out and actually sift through the ashes of burnt homes to see if there's anything that survived the fire, like family heirlooms, photos, whatever, anything that survived that we can find in the ashes. And we also, on the Samaritan's Purse side, we go onto properties and clean them up. So cut away dead trees and burnt bark and, you know, things like that, and just clean up the property for the homeowner. And again, we do this all at no charge to the homeowner, thanks to very generous donations from Canadians across the country. And our sister organization, the Billy Graham Association, we have a crisis-trained volunteer chaplains who accompany the Samaritan's Purse volunteers just to provide a shoulder to cry on, a listening ear, and if appropriate, prayers with the homeowners and even with volunteers who have been, you know, severely impacted by what they've seen. So the two organizations work together to provide this service whenever and wherever we're welcome. We did the two organizations did several months of work in Fort McMurray last year after those devastating wildfires, and now we've just been so blessed that there have been Fort Mac residents who have, you know, felt a call in their hearts to go and now help others the same way they were helped last year. So we've actually had some Fort Mac residents volunteering with us at a previous wildfire deployment. We were down in the Ashcroft area working with folks at a mobile home park in Boston Flats, and we actually had some of the volunteers who helped sift through the ashes there and, you know, clean up properties were, in fact, from Fort McMurray. So what a blessing that has been that they've had this opportunity to give back the way they were given, and they're taking advantage of it. Basically, it depends on how much help people need. If we have a lot of folks coming to us who need help, we'll be there as long as needed. So, for example, when we were down in Ashcroft working at the mobile home park in Boston Flats, we were there for about a week. And then, conversely, again, last summer when we were in Fort McMurray after the wildfires there, we were there for approximately 2 months. So it just depends on how many people need our help. So we stay as long as we're needed. We will help anybody of all faiths or of no faiths. We're called as Christians to, you know, really be Christ's representative in this world, and we're called to love everyone the way he loves everyone. So anyone who needs help, regardless of faith, color, creed, gender, age, whatever, come to us. We'll do our best to help you.